Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Kathy Kayla's in studio. Kathy, what a treat.
How are you?
Good, and you?
Yeah, very well, thank you. I'm very happy that, you know, that we have elections coming up.
Yes.
And it just strikes me as quite amazing that every time we have elections, I hear people in the community saying, why don't people stop voting for the ANC? Well, the truth is that if we want change, we need to all change our votes from who we've been voting for. And I think that these independents, I am loving what they have to say. I'm loving the enthusiasm. When I see the arrogance of, you know, long-established parties, it's making me really think twice.
And I think a lot of people are. The only thing that I would say to people is don't let them stop you from voting. Go and vote. But just consider it.
Now you've got choice. You're spoiled for choice.
You see, I think what we do is we go into that voting booth and we've thought about all of these things before, but somehow when we're there, we just go back to what we know. And I think that happens in our neighborhood. I think it happens for ANC voters. So people want to, but it's hard to make the change.
Yeah, 100%. How are you, Howard?
I am well. Thank you very much. I am well. Very excited to have you in studio, especially because...
I thought I'd just come and talk about elections.
Yes, let's not. Let's talk about bar mitzvahs rather.
Okay.
Because Chai FM is having a bar mitzvah. 13 years.
13 years. Next Thursday, Chai FM will be 13 years young.
That is
so
incredible.
Coming of age, it's our bar mitzvah.
Phenomenal.
So every other birthday we've given away.
Mm-hmm.
This birthday, we're going to keep giving,
mm-hmm.
but we're also having a radiothon. It is the Chai FM.
That is wonderful. Wait. Okay, just keep talking. Keep talking. Talk amongst yourself.
Mary had a little lamb. What do you want me to say?
I don't know. You just find something, Kathy. You've never been at a loss for words.
Oh, yes, I have. Some of the things that happen on this show, certainly.
All right. Aside from that, I'm sorry. All right. Doesn't matter. I wanted to... just say that again.
Okay.
Next Thursday?
Next Thursday.
Yes.
Is the Chai FM.
Yes.
Can I say the whole thing?
Say the whole thing again.
Okay. It's the Chai FM.
Yes.
Bar Mitzvah Birthday Radiothon. There we go.
There we go. And how spontaneous was that?
Very spontaneous, Howard. Well done.
You didn't see me trying to find things.
No, didn't see it coming. You just completely caught me off guard. Well done to you.
All right. So what does it mean? Okay, wait. So there are two aspects to this.
There's so many aspects to this.
Right.
So the first thing
is
that we've got this radiothon.
Stunning.
How radiothon works is that on the day, during that 12-hour period, we are going to ask you to make a pledge, to pledge an amount of money to Chai FM, and then to issue a challenge to challenge other people to meet or beat your pledge. It is a huge amount of fun.
Right. So it can be Man United supporters. I give, I don't know, whatever amount, and I say I challenge other Man United supporters, Liverpool supporters, whatever, whoever I am.
I wondered why you were choosing
Man U. Because I like to take...
Louis Carpus.
Shame. I just feel so bad for him, COVID and everything, and he keeps losing. So it's just, I was just trying to be nice. Anyway, but yes, that kind of idea.
Yes, that's exactly. So we're going to be doing that. But here's the thing, is that this year we are actually moving our studio and our call center to Norwood Mall.
Will you give me directions, though, because I'm not good at this?
It's number 3 Sari Maria Road in Norwood.
Really?
Yes.
Sari Maria Road?
It is.
Wow. Okay, so that is, we're going to be there the whole day?
The whole day. We're going to be there from 6 a.m.
Right.
to 6 p.m. You're going to be able to come and meet all your favorite presenters. You're going to be able to chat to your presenters. You're going to be able to make your pledge, swipe your card, make your challenge right there at Norwood Mall.
Incredible.
Right? And now we also want to provide you entertainment because that's really what we're about.
100%.
We're about what you hear on the radio.
Yeah.
So we've got an a cappella ensemble that's going to be coming to sing. They're going to be singing a whole lot of Hebrew songs. And what's so interesting is that none of them are Jewish and all of them are black South Africans, which is just incredible.
I love that.
We've got the schools involved. They're bringing their bands. We have got, that's in the morning.
Right.
And then we have the, Johannesburg Philharmonic Orchestra Quartet who will be performing. We've also got the Johannesburg Youth Orchestra who will be performing. And now the Youth Orchestra is very different to the JPO.
This is a massive event.
No, it's a massive event. You have no idea.
This is like a music festival at Norwood Mall.
Exactly. This is the music festival at Norwood Mall.
Wow.
Okay, yeah. But hold on.
We're
building,
but there's more.
We're building up, but there mm-hmm. is more. So we've got the JPO, they're performing. By the way, tonight is their first performance in 18 months. I'm going.
Incredible.
I used to go every Wednesday.
In fact, I'm going to give listeners some more information about it in just a moment. It's happening at Linda Auditorium.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. We've got the Johannesburg Youth Orchestra. They're going to be performing. And it's nice upbeat stuff. Bring your children, bring your grandchildren, bring your friends, bring your family. It's free entertainment. And you know what? When you see live music and the arts being performed, it is an exchange of energy. It energizes
magical.
You. It doesn't
drain
it's
magic.
Your, yes, it doesn't drain your cup. Exactly. Mm. And then, what would a bar mitzvah be without the music of Kurt Darren?
Well, it wouldn't be a bar mitzvah. It certainly wouldn't be a South African bar mitzvah.
No. Mm-hmm. When you play Kurt Darren at Barmies and Butties, the kids, the audience, everybody just goes completely nuts.
Of course.
Kurt Darren was delighted.
Are you serious?
To find out that he has this following in the Jewish community.
He didn't know?
He did not know.
Rubbish.
And he will be performing. He will be performing for us for 45 minutes.
Oh,
on Radiothon Day.
Word.
Did you hear that?
Kurt
Everybody's screaming. They're all going nuts.
That is
That's it.
Real.
So learn the words.
Will you allow me to sing it on air now, though? Or still not?
Still not.
It's not easy, this. It's not easy.
Before you do this, I just have to tell you, we've also got line dancers coming. So
yes.
We're going to be doing line dancing. It's going to be engaging. It's going to be the best fun that you've had in decades.
All happening next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
We're going to talk more about it with Kathy Kaler. She's in studio. In the meantime, sing along. Damn it. Kaptein van die seile, kaptein sy is myne, daar waar die son alleen, sy gesê sy vaf, oh ho, sy vaf vir my. Een dag lang gelede, in my drome, was daar een girls was jy, sy was vaak te mooi vir my. Daar was een eiland vol meisies en bikinis en allemaal wijk soos jy en dit was vaak te veel vir my. Kaptein, span die seile, kaptein, sy is myne. Daar waar die son opkom, daar oor die horizon, waar sy vir my. Kaptein, span die seile, kaptein, sy is myne. Daar waar die son alleen, sy gesê sy vat, oh, 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 sy vat vir my. Een dag op een dag, ons alweer. Het was net ek en jy, ons het mekaar in die droom gekry. Daar was een eiland vol kinders by de syne, en allemaal lyk soos jy kyk, en dit was mooi as mooi vir my. Kaptein, span die seile, kaptein, sy is myne. Daar waar die son opkom, daar oor die horizon, waar sy vir my. Kaptein, span die seile, kaptein, sy is myne. Daar waar die son alleen, sy gesê sy vat, oh, 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 sy vat vir my. Kaptein, sy is myne. What? I can't help it. Absolutely can't help it. Kaptein,
you really can't.
I can't. Karen says we got no water, we got no light, but we got you, baby. Hi,
fam. That is true.
It is true. Absolutely true. It is 8:29, and I'm going to use and abuse Kathy in the studio. Kathy, tell us about the symphony tonight.
Okay, can I just tell you? I send Howard this information. I said, please, will you make this announcement on air about the symphony and what's going to be, you know, what the JPO are doing tonight? His response is, why is it that people who play in orchestras have unpronounceable names? So now he's given me the announcement.
Sneaky, but you know what? I got to take advantage when I can.
You know, this is why I feel like a doormat.
Go for it, Kathy.
The Johannesburg Philharmonic Orchestra is delighted to announce the return of live performances with a special Spring Symphony concert on Thursday, the 28th of October. That's tonight. And the 4th of November at 7:30 p.m. at the Linda Auditorium. The first concert under the baton of Daniel Boyko features award-winning pianist, wait for it, Georgi Chaidze, playing the ever-popular Tchaikovsky's Piano Concerto No. 1. Do you have that lined up?
No, I don't, actually.
Why not?
Because it's not in my Kurt Darren file. Music file, yeah.
The second concert, that's next week, features one of the world's most in-demand violinists, Yuen Choi, who will perform the all-time favorite Mendelssohn's Violin Concerto, conducted by conductor Justus Franz. COVID protocols will be observed. Purchase your tickets through Quicket. Visit jpo.co.za for more information.
Thank you, Kathy Kaler.